With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The agriculture minister says Cayman is now producing just over half the eggs the country needs as government pushes to boost food security and support local farmers. Fielding a parliamentary question on Thursday in the House, the Honorable Jay Ebanks outlined the latest data on self-sufficiency and weekly output.
Mr. Speaker, based on the 2025 data, the level of self-sufficient local egg production is at approximately 53%. There are 106 egg producers in the Cayman Islands. Local production is approximately 164,346 eggs per week, equivalent to 13,696 dozen eggs.
But Bodentown East MP Dwayne Seymour expressed concerns that local supply is going to waste because imported eggs have become cheaper.
And now I understand that some of the egg producers have to throw away some of the eggs, or some of them are spoiling. And I was wondering if the Honorable Minister had any knowledge of this.
Minister Ebanks confirmed the issue, which he says government is working to address.
Recently, egg prices dropped in the U.S., and what the grocery stores did then at that time actually went in and they bought more eggs and brought in more, and then it slowed down the local production that we had.
He says government has since spoken with supermarkets to get them back on board with buying from certified local producers. Cayman achieves its highest March visitation on record, welcoming more than 64,000 stayover visitors and more than 221 total visitors. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks.
The 12.6% year-on-year increase marks the first time the destination has surpassed 60,000 stayover arrivals in a single month. The strong performance caps off the Cayman Islands' best winter season ever, with record-breaking numbers in December and January, and the strongest February on record. Tourism officials credit the success to the Welcome to the Vacay Global campaign and expanded airlift. Canada led the way with a 49% increase in arrivals, driven by additional flights from WestJet, Air Canada, and Porter Airlines. The U.S. also posted its strongest month ever, while the UK, Ireland, Mexico, and continental Europe all recorded significant gains. Hotel performance mirrored the surge, with occupancy, average daily rate, and revenue per available room all rising sharply. Tourism leaders says the results highlight the economic impact of the sector and the effectiveness of targeted marketing. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service delivers a, quote, high-level investigative training course with the International Policing Assistance Service and the UK College of Policing. Here's Radio Cayman's Paula Cowell.
The Senior Investigating Officer, OTIP 3 course, ran from the 2nd to the 20th of March and is considered one of the UK's leading investigative leadership programs. 22 officers from the Cayman Islands, Anguilla, and the British Virgin Islands completed the intensive training, which focused on strategic leadership, decision-making, and managing serious crime investigations. Officers were awarded College of Policing certificates at the closing ceremony. The RCIPS says further training will follow as part of its commitment to professional development. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Cowell.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News. Niger's military government says a joint force from Niger, Burkina Faso and Mali has been carrying out intense airstrikes inside Mali following attacks there by Islamist militants and Tuareg separatists. The head of one of the world's biggest fertilizer manufacturers has warned that the continued closure of the Strait of Hormuz as a result of the war in Iran could cost the world up to 10 billion meals a week. Activists on an aid flotilla heading to Gaza, who'd been detained by Israel's navy in international waters off the Greek island of Crete, have disembarked there. Israel said it arrested more than 170 of the pro-Palestinian activists on Wednesday night. The flotilla's organisers put the number at 211. The former head of Croatia's Ski Association has been arrested in Kazakhstan, with the Croatian authorities saying he'd been on the run for weeks. Vedran Pavlek is one of six people accused of embezzling about $35 million from the association. Sources close to the detained Burmese democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi say she's in good health and at the home of one of her former ministers in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw. The military government says the 80-year-old has been moved to house arrest. A new Danish study suggests weight loss jabs like Ozempic and Wegovy could also help people struggling with alcohol dependency. The scientists say bigger, longer-term trials are needed to confirm their efficacy, but believe the appetite-suppressing effects of semaglutide can also influence the mechanisms underlying addiction. BBC News.